You're listening to the Overeaters Anonymous Mid-Peninsula podcast. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. For more information, please visit oamidpeninsula.org.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michelle. I'm a compulsive overeater and sugar addict. And thank you, Sandra, for asking me to speak today. I'm going to show the photos because I think that the photos are a way that demonstrates like what God is doing. I came to program in August of 2015. That's me on the left there, around 250 pounds. You know, I think I used to say 247.5 or 0.9. I don't know. I forget what I used to say. But, you know, getting way up there. And then this is me on the right, around 165 pounds, which is what I am today. Around, I think I weighed a week and a half ago and I was 166. I had been around, I don't know, 162. Something like that. So I've really maintained that weight, really the last, 9 months or so. And, that's what God does. That's how God uses the program. I'm going to use the word God. I do usually try to say HP, but, I wrote something today. I forgot the prompt, honestly, about how it was. And then, what happened and then how it is now. So maybe I'll spend a few minutes just saying that that photo was at a family reunion in that summer. There were a lot of things going on in 2015 and my life was unmanageable. Now, of course, I didn't think it was because of my food. I didn't think it was because, I was an addict. I thought I had a troubled teen, and I did have a troubled teen. But the process of what was going on with her, you know, we had some family therapy that was horrible. And I'd been praying, and I had a faith, and I'd been praying for her, and, you know, it hadn't helped, had not helped. And so I said, okay, well, all I can do is go and there must be a 12-step program for overeating, and I'm just going to go and do that and see what happens. And I came to lose weight. One of those, what's that saying, right? I came for the vanity and stayed for the sanity. And wow, my first meeting where we said the OA promise and held hands, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. And I still ate compulsively. And then thought, okay, if not now, when am I going to do this? And so then, of course, I stayed for the sanity. That means I started to work the steps and it took me a while, but I lost weight. And then I realized, oh my gosh, my life's so much better because sometimes I'm calm now. Somebody sent me an acronym for that, because anger left me, right? And I took a long time to write step four. Maybe there was some perfectionism in there. But so I was with my first step sponsor about 4 years. So about 6 months doing step one, two, three, and then about 3 years doing step four, and then some more of the steps. And while I wrote step four, she taught me the rest of the program. And really, it's how God changed me through prayer, connecting with higher power. And so my first 2 years, I lost weight. I got down to about 185. I mean, it was tough at 200 pounds. I'm like, wow, it's a whole lot of work to be 200 pounds instead of 250 pounds. It's just still 200 pounds. I got to about 185. And honestly, I started gaining weight again. I realize now that it was about the time that I took a different job And I probably did have less time that I was putting in for program than I was before. And when I retired after 2 years doing that job, I'd gained weight back. I'd gained weight probably back to about 220. And that's the time when I retired and I said, okay, if not now, when? And that's when I had to pray to God, and I was finally willing to pray to God for the willingness to put down sugar. And God gave me the willingness to put down sugar. And then since then, you know, I've lost weight, and I've gotten even more emotional and spiritual recovery. So what I actually, but I've been a little bit stuck in looking for something new. And what I prepared for today really was looking at the just for today. And because it came up today in the Voices of Recovery reading that we had in my OA meeting. And I thought, wow, this is new. This is something new. And so I looked at the just today for today and looked at what my program is. So
that was 5 minutes.
Thank you very much.
I'll just put up my hand when it's fine.
Okay, maybe say, okay. All right, thanks, Mary Lou. All right, so, wait, so you said that was right. All right, so just for today, I will try. Well, that's interesting. I've often said, and now I may realize I may be wrong, it doesn't say try harder in the big book. I mean, does it say try? Maybe it does. But my program teaches me trust God, trust higher power. And then what's interesting, I went back and looked later. Never in the just for today does it say higher power. the program is higher power. For me, step one says we admitted we were powerless. Like trying hard, that's me trying in my power. No, I'm powerless over food, and my life had become unmanageable. I had to accept that I am powerless over my addiction. I am powerless over food. So in my program, I try not to try harder. I greet my higher power, and I surrender imperfectly to my higher power's will for me. Because what I've experienced God's goodness in my life and learned that God's way is better. I had faith before program, but I had not surrendered. I had not surrendered my food, that's for sure. In recovery, I'm grateful I'm a compulsive overeater because of how higher power uses this program to teach me characteristics that I had heard of, but that I was not experiencing in my life. Those things like peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and hopefully some humility, maybe being teachable. Okay, so it says, just for today, I will try to live through this day only. Okay, yeah, sure. One day at a time, one meal at a time, one moment at a time. For me, this is about be present, be intentional, and be in my mind and my spirit and my soul where my feet are, connected to what's happening in my body. For so long, I was just kind of ignoring what was happening in my body. And now I'm starting to learn to pay attention to my body. Okay, just for today, I will live through this day only and not tackle all my problems at once. So this is a program of rigorous honesty and action, and I pray to my higher power for guidance and then the willingness and the ability to what? To take the next right action. One, I call OA like a series of swaps. So I'm not in the HOW program, I'm in regular OA. I have an abstinence that's 3 meals a day and 2 optional snacks, and I don't eat in between, which is why I gained weight for a little while on that program, right? But a series of swaps. So first I lost weight just not eating all day, because I was eating all day. I'd go down to the employee run store and buy more food and come back and eat it. I ate all day. So I could eat whatever I wanted and lose weight until, you know, okay, I'm not losing any weight anymore. Now I need to look at my plate. And then pray for the willingness and the ability to do something about what's on my plate. I made a lot of changes. And even before I put down sugar, there were a lot of foods I hadn't had in a long time. And some of them had sugar in them. Like I was told I could mention foods. So like Hershey's Kisses, you know, like I knew I can't have one Hershey's Kiss. But occasionally before I put down sugar, I could have one Hershey's something else. But and now I'll tell you, I'm on a no sugar food plan. So I don't eat sugar. All right, that's a series of swaps. The road gets narrower in the program I am on. Now, maybe that means someday I'll be in how, I don't know. All right, just for today, I can do something for 12 hours that would appall me if I felt I had to keep it up for a lifetime. What I wanted to do was eat every single chocolate chip cookie and not experience any of the consequences. Okay, and so I told you, well, so I did that, I lost weight, I gained weight, and then I had to do what worked for others because I'd been trying to find an easier, softer way, right? But I put down sugar. Thank you, God, that I put down sugar. Now I'm grateful for that because now I've learned like sugar makes me irritable. I'd rather not be irritable than have sugar. You know, it took me a long time to figure that out. All right, just for today, I will be happy. This assumes to be true what Abraham Lincoln said, that most folks are as happy as they make up their minds to be. And so what's interesting to me is I read this today, right? On this card, just for today, which I did find in the OA literature, but mine is stamped with a different 12-step program. So I hope it's the same. I'm sorry if it's not. But anyway, my spouse just quoted this to me, this Abraham Lincoln quote. And then I read this on this 12-step thing. And I'm like, well, did my spouse join a 12-step program? All right. My first step sponsor, the one who was with me for 4 years when I wrote my inventory, she said,
that was five minutes.
Thank you. Do you want to be right? Or do you want to be happy? That one really helped me because I'd been fighting to be right, thinking that being right makes me happy. But in program, I learned I'd rather be happy. I'd rather be kind. Okay. Third step prayer is pretty important. I gotta go faster. I believe God is doing for me what I cannot do for myself, which is keeping me from selfish behavior. All right. This one says, I skipped a little bit. Just for today, I will take my luck as it comes and fit myself to it. I don't know that I believe in all of that, but what comes in my life, I learn I have to accept acceptance. And there's even people on this call who, you know, when I call them and I'm upset, you know, when what's our role? Acceptance. So my grandmother had been an alcoholic and I had been warned as a teenager, oh, you know, there's alcoholism in both of our families. And now when I look back, I think I was already addicted to sugar. So I know my grandmother as the in recovery. So she always had her Bible there and it always had a cover or it had a bookmark that had the Serenity Prayer on it. And I'm like, what's this prayer? Hey, don't we want to just try to control everything? Isn't that God's going to help us control it, everything? What are you talking about? The, you know, accept, accept. No, I don't. So it took me a long time, but that's one of the blessings of this program is God teaching me acceptance. And then the lesson, of course, of the Serenity Prayer is, okay, the courage to change what I can change and the wisdom is the difference between what can I change? Where am I to have courage and where am I to have acceptance? I can only change me. I can only change myself and my response to situations in my life. And I still struggle with that line, you know, nothing, absolutely nothing happens in God's world by mistake, but God reminds me to trust God, trust higher powers, love. I mean, and trust the love in the rooms, right? Trust higher powers, will, way, purpose, process, and timing. Okay, let's see, I use literature a lot of days. That's really important to me. The Just for Today talks about doing somebody a good turn and not being found out. I'm like, okay, so service is really important. That was challenging to me because service is really important. You know, I do give and serve and pray in secret, but I also, people know I do service and I let people know and I let newcomers know that I value service because I only keep the recovery that I give away. And then this morning we read in the VOR page 54, the more we give, the more we get back. Let's see, just for today, I will do things I don't want to do. So in program, I learn I can be willing to do something that I don't want to do. I don't want to give up cookies, but I don't want to do my PT exercises, but doing my physical therapy exercises is what's best for me. And that's higher power's will for me. And so that's what I want to do. My feelings are hurt. So about hurt feelings, I've had this old belief that expressing my hurt feelings to my spouse would motivate my spouse to change. And inevitably what will happen is my spouse will hear anger instead of hurt. And then I respond defensively and inappropriately. And that doesn't work. Again, I'm my problem, me and my response. So after 8 years in program, I've recently, like last month, told my therapist, I can't change my spouse. And then my therapist said that I could reduce from weekly meetings to monthly sessions. Okay. So when I'm hurt, I seek ease and comfort in my relationship with my higher power. I write, I listen to music, or I sing and I play my instrument. I make outreach calls. I perform service. I look for a way to get out of myself, out of my head, out of victim mentality, and to be restored to sanity. All right. Okay. This is weird one. Just for today, I will look as well as I can and dress becomingly. That's a weird one. I mean, honestly, I put down looking as well as I can and seeking to meet culture beauty expectations when I retired. And in the pandemic, I stopped coloring my hair. This is my natural gray hair, right? Today, I interpret this as this way. And I heard this at work also. I'm empowered to show up as my authentic self.
That was 5 minutes or 5 minutes left.
Okay, so there's 5 minutes left? Okay. All right. I won't try to improve anybody, yes. But if they ask me, I will share what higher power has taught me or what higher power has done for me that I can't do for myself. I have a program. Okay. My program is I have a morning spiritual practice. I greet my higher power. I meditate, I breathe and pray, I do my physical therapy stretches and core strengthening exercises, I read OA literature, I write, I journal, I report my food in photos from the previous day, I send that to my sponsor with a gratitude list. I will save myself from two pests, hurry and indecision. Okay, this is a good one. Life is long. People say life is short, but really life is long. We have time. And so I can hear my dad saying, we're in no hurry. And I wish I had taken that to heart, you know, 40 years ago or 50 years ago when he said it to me for the first time, but I can probably visualize him saying it to me like 40 years ago. I have time to be intentional. I have time to be present. And again, I do the best when my spouse and I agree, yeah, we're in no hurry. But this involves waiting. Life involves waiting. And I have a choice. I can wait patiently or I can be a jerk about it. And maybe like my whole program can be summarized in these statements, like how higher power leads me, changes me to be kind and be patient. God save me from rushing, from a false sense of urgency, from trying to save time in ways that often backfire and cause chaos and confusion and hurt feelings and ultimately cost more time. God, lead me to slow down. Okay. I am enough. You are enough. God is enough. I believe in a big God who is bigger than all my fears, hurts, and struggles. And in right relationship with God, I have enough God-given time, talent, skill, willingness, and ability to be and do today all God wills for me to be and do today. And that is enough. At work, I heard an African proverb this week. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. In OA, we are not alone, and we say, I put my hand in yours, and together we can do what we could never do alone. All right. Again, this VOR, page 54, it's just for today. I will have a quiet half hour by myself. On the VOR, it says, spend 15 minutes a day with God, and God takes care of the rest of the day and my food. Yeah. I recently heard a speaker who said in her share, I like quiet. And she said it like five times. I'm like, oh yeah. I'm program, I learn. I like quiet. I need quiet. I need that quiet time. And just to silence the negative self-talk, which I do then in listening, you know, connecting with my higher power, and, you know, a daily affirmation of my right identity in right relationship with my higher power. Yeah. Just for today, I will be unafraid, especially I will not be afraid to enjoy what is beautiful and to believe that as I give to the world, so the world will give to me. So my big God is bigger than all of my fears. Let go and let God, right? Ask God for help. Mostly break down large problems into the next right action. Wow, and enjoy beauty. Take a contrary action, like create art or music or enjoy nature, go for a walk, right? And so I'm so thankful for the Fellowship of OA, where we experience this unconditional love and acceptance beyond our wildest dreams. All right, that's probably plenty. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
If you've enjoyed listening to the Overeaters Anonymous podcast, hit the like button and subscribe to receive future episodes. If you are looking for a meeting online or in person, visit www.oamidpeninsula.org.